A retired Israeli general leading the inquiry into the fatal raid of the Gaza Freedom Flotilla has finally made a report to his government. While details of General Eilen's findings were not made public, an official summary was released early this week, which essentially justified the shooting deaths of 9 Turkish citizens, one of whom had dual U.S. citizenship, on board the Mavi Marmara. The Mavi Marmara was part of a flotilla of ships heading to Gaza, carrying medical and other supplies. The Free Gaza movement has spearheaded ongoing attempts to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza by sea. The summary of the Israeli investigation into the May 31, 2010 raid found that, quote, the anticipated level of violence used by the activists against the Israeli forces was underestimated, end of quote. The IDF commandos who boarded the ships, quote, operated properly with professionalism, bravery and resourcefulness, according to the investigators. The use of live fire was also justified. The report summary also praises the media relations strategy in relation to the assault and the rapidity of medical evacuation. The government of Turkey has asserted that the Israeli government, meanwhile, has committed a crime. They're demanding an international investigation into the killings of its citizens. Meanwhile, Israel is threatening to intercept another ship bound for Gaza with supplies, sponsored by the Libyan government. And on Tuesday, Hanin Zuabi, who's an Arab-Israeli member of the Israeli parliament, was stripped of key privileges because of her participation in the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. Also yesterday, Israeli forces opened fire in the Buraj refugee camp in Gaza, killing one Palestinian woman and injuring 5 others. My guest is Anne Wright. She's a 29-year veteran of the U.S. Army and the Army Reserves and former U.S. diplomat. She resigned in 2003 in opposition to the Iraq War. She's traveled to Gaza a number of times, 3 times last year, in fact. She helped to organize the Gaza Freedom March, and she was one of 14 U.S. citizens aboard the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. Welcome to Uprising, Anne.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us today. So you were on board, as I mentioned, one of the ships as part of the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. What do you make of the summary, the little that we do know, of Israel's own internal investigation into the raid?
Well, I think the Israeli military investigation is kind of like a U.S. military investigating itself, that it's seldom critical of its own operations. And I think that's exactly what's happened here, that the Israeli military investigation complements itself on many aspects of it and does not provide us, because it's still a classified document. We don't know what it says. We know what the major general in charge of the investigation, who gave a press conference, we know what he said about the report, but the details of it we don't know because it's still classified and unavailable to the public. I would hope that it would be very clear in their own internal investigations at what point and under whose orders the decision was made to open with live fire, with lethal bullets, open fire on unarmed passengers on the ship. We do know that one Al Jazeera reporter who was on the top deck of the Mavi Marmara said that a passenger standing right next to him crumpled in a pool of blood as the Israeli helicopters were flying over. And if that's true, one could surmise that anyone who was standing around that passenger would have been horrified and angry when those commandos came down the lines, rappelling down the lines from the helicopters. And we did see that passengers did take sticks and apparently railings off the ship and started beating up some of the commandos. At least 3 of them needed medical treatment, which was provided by the very small first aid station that was on the ship, and then immediately returned to Israeli control.
In the press release that the IDF put out about the investigation, which, as we've said, the details of it have not been made public, but apparently the investigating team, quote, emphasized the fact that as far as is currently known, no country in the world holds the ability to stop a vessel at sea in a non-hostile manner. Therefore, statements made on this matter following the incident are unfounded and irresponsible. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that that's wrong by their own actions. Our little ship, the Challenger 1, was stopped by nonviolent action by the Israeli military. What they did was pull a big ship right up in front of ours and forced us to stop. The captain had to pull the power off the vessel because we didn't want to ram the Israeli ship. There are naval procedures that are used all over the world to stop ships at sea without forcefully boarding them. Bullets fired across the bow to warn a ship to say, you must stop. That's one of the time-honored traditions. Pulling another ship right up in front of it, that's a way to stop it. None of the ships that were in that flotilla, the speed of those ships was not like we were jetting across the Mediterranean. We were going at the speed of the slowest vessel, which was 8 knots. These vessels were not going fast. They had 30 Israeli ships that were out there to surround this flotilla. If they wanted to nonviolently stop our ships, they could have put up a picket line. They could have said, sorry, guys, you know, we do have this self-declared security zone, and we can't let you through. You got to stop. We're going to keep putting our vessels in front of yours so that you can't maneuver around us. And you can sit out there, bob around on the ocean until your water and food runs out. That's the way that nonviolently you stop ships like ours. You don't put young commandos, 18, 19, 20-year-old commandos, armed to the teeth, just as American commandos are, and tell them to forcefully take a ship by first firing percussion grenades into every deck of a six-story ship loaded with 600 people, at least 500 of them Arab Muslim men who are not going to take kindly to Israeli commandos coming onto that ship, and especially when they've already started shooting percussion grenades, paintball things, using stun guns. The Israeli military had a choice, and they chose to use violence. And tragically, on the Marmara, I mean, it resulted in the deaths of nine persons, including one American citizen, a young 19-year-old man who was shot 5 times, and reports are that 4 of those were in his head. Hmm. 5 of the people of the 9 that were shot in the head. 35 bullets were found in the 9 bodies. Over 50 people were wounded. Women who were in the first aid station of the Marmara said that they were ankle deep in blood. There were so many people that were wounded and so much blood. They were seriously wounded. So I totally discount the Israeli investigation and call for an independent international investigation that will use the materials that passengers had. You know, all of our personal equipment, our cell phones, our cameras, our computers were taken from us immediately on all 6 ships, and they are still in the possession of the Israelis. If the materials, the photographs that were taken are made available to an independent investigation, I think it will reveal very clearly what happened. Not that I know the answers to it, but investigators can piece together what happened.
And in the photographs that were released, and I should say that the report apparently praised the media relations strategy for the military in the wake of this raid, but in the photographs that were released to the press of the ship, there was an image in particular that was supposed to show how these people on board the Mavi Marmara were ready to assault the Israeli commandos, because they had a picture of a number of what basically, if you look carefully, appear to be kitchen knives and a number of wooden sticks, all of them laid very carefully on top of a Palestinian flag and a keffiyeh, I guess to underscore some kind of political or give it some kind of political symbolism. And this was all laid out very nicely for the media, but essentially it was just kitchen knives. And yet the report concluded that there were 4 instances of live fire on soldiers, and that a bullet removed from from one of the soldiers' knees apparently showed that the Turkish activists had prepared non-military arms to use against the forces, end of quote. Did they at all find any ammunition on board any of the ships, and the Mavi Marmara in particular?
To our knowledge, they have not even claimed that they have found ammunition or weapons that were brought on board by passengers. And in fact, each of the ships was inspected by international customs and officials at each of the ports that these ships left from, because, of course, we knew that was the first allegation that the Israeli government would be making, that indeed this flotilla was carrying weapons to Hamas. and we were not. We were carrying humanitarian construction goods for repairing the housing that was destroyed 18 months ago, and the Israelis not letting construction materials in. We were to break a siege that was strangling the people of Gaza. The Israelis showed the pictures of kitchen knives. Of course, there were 600 people on board that boat that needed to be fed during the 6 days that we were already out there. Those knives were a part of the normal complement of silverware that you have on a ship. They did not present any evidence that there were any weapons that were on board, there was any ammunition on board. And I would also say that an independent investigation would want to determine of the people that they alleged, the Israeli military people that they alleged had been shot, who shot them. You know, in the cast lead thing, the 22-day attack of the Israelis
Operation
on
cast
Gaza,
lead. Mm-hmm.
A year and a half ago, there were 10 Israeli military killed, and five of them were killed by their own Israeli forces in friendly fire. So as much weaponry and as much ammunition and as people were wounded on that boat by the Israelis, I would, if I were an investigator, I would sure want to question who actually shot the Israelis. I really call for an independent investigation, because nobody trusts the Israelis. And as far as their media strategy, that they compliment themselves on that, well, it's the most disastrous incident that Israel has pulled this year, at least, since cast lead, and the world condemnation that has wreaked havoc on the Israeli government to the point that they have had to modify their siege on Gaza. It just shows how ludicrous their report is if they are claiming such a media victory. They lost big time on all points on this, and tragically through the murder of 9 people.
I'm speaking with Anne Wright, a 29-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserves, former U.S. diplomat. She resigned in 2003 in opposition to the Iraq War. She's now an active anti-war activist. She's traveled to Gaza several times, and she is a survivor of the raid on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla that took place May 31st of this year. She has called for an independent investigation of the event. The Israeli military just this week released its own report to its government. Details were not made public, but a summary report has been released to the public. So you've said that photos and videos and other evidence that could show the other side of what happened on board the ships has essentially been confiscated by the Israeli military and is still in their hands. Wouldn't any independent investigation require the Israeli military release all of this evidence into a third party's hands? And if so, is there any likelihood of that happening?
Well, yes, that would be certainly a demand of an independent investigation, and it should be the demand of all of the governments of the citizens that were on board that ship. I personally have sent a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over a month ago demanding that my government represent me, that they, on behalf of the 14 American citizens, demand that all of our personal belongings be returned to us, to include our computers, our cameras, our cell phones, all of our other personal equipment. You know, I came back to the United States with the clothes on my back that I walked off that boat with, and my passport, and that was it. And the Israelis have all the rest of it. Not only did they murder people, did they piracy on the high seas, theft of humanitarian goods, and theft of personal possessions of people that were in international waters who did not want to come to Israel. They charged us with entering Israel illegally, and of course we said, we didn't want to come, you brought us here. And when they deported us with the restriction of 10 years that we would never be able to apply to go back into Israel, it was their allegation that we entered illegally.
So you were brought into Israel against your will when you were just trying to enter Gaza. You were brought into Israel and then deported for entering Israel illegally.
That's correct.
Finally, Anne, what about the Turkish government and its call for an investigation? Turkey was one of the few countries in the region that had better relations with Israel, relatively speaking. And those are now basically in tatters because of this incident. Do you think that the Turkish government could lead the way for an international investigation? And are there any moves on that front?
Well, certainly there are there are legal proceedings that are starting. Lawyers representing each of the organizations that had members on the flotilla have been meeting in various European capitals and in Istanbul this last weekend to prepare lawsuits against the Israeli government. I would certainly hope that on behalf of the Turkish citizens, 8 of the 9 that were murdered, and I believe all of the people that were wounded were Turkish citizens, although there were international people that were severely beaten up, but not shot, but beaten up, including 2 American citizens, that their governments would be pressuring the Israeli government for resolution of this. But I don't think Turkey itself should run the investigation because it had so many citizens on it. I think there should be an international panel that is truly independent of all of the Israeli government, of the Turkish government, and of the United States government.
Maybe a panel appointed by the United Nations?
Could be by the United Nations, yes.
Well, Anne Wright, as always, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure, and thank you for your interest. You know, I'm on a 6-city tour of Texas, speaking about the flotilla with a survivor of the USS Liberty, which was attacked by the Israeli 43 years ago with 34 American sailors killed and 174 wounded in an Israeli attack at virtually the same location as the Freedom Flotilla was attacked 43 years later.
Wow. Well, good luck with your tour, and thanks for taking the time out to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Anne Wright has been my guest. She was one of 14 U.S. citizens aboard the Gaza Freedom Flotilla, which was raided by the Israeli government, by the Israeli military. One of those ships in particular attacked the Mavi Marmara, and 9 people were killed, all of them Turkish citizens. One had dual citizenship with the United States. Anne Wright is a 29-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserves, former U.S. diplomat. She resigned several years ago in opposition to the Iraq War, and she's traveled a number of times to Gaza. She's also helped organize the Gaza Freedom March that took place last December. She wrote an article on commondreams.org. Israeli military report on its Gaza flotilla actions underscores need for an independent investigation. That's the title of her article. And you can find it on commondreams.org, or you can just check out uprisingradio.org after 10 a.m. this morning, and we'll link to it directly. We'll also mail it out to our mailing list, which you can also join from our website.